Houston, we are ready. Hello and welcome to our podcast. My name's Jen. I'm here with
Carolyn
and
David Bowie.
Alice Cooper.
And we are the Holy Sweater Girls and what I now call the Woolly Blazer Boys.
Yes.
Maybe we can get rid of Woolly.
It's hot enough.
Yeah.
We don't need the
No. We
don't need the wool right now. Maybe when it gets a little cooler.
Yeah, when it's not so balmy outside.
Exactly.
I like that word.
Balmy.
Balmy. It's muggy here in Southern California. Ooh. And today is, I just said it the other August 3rd, 2014, Sunday, 12:02?
Yeah.
P.M., not A.M. And I think we should note that this is a non-drinking episode.
Oh, my God, it is.
Yeah. No okay. Alcoholic beverages here. We got plans after. Yeah.
There's that.
Got things to do.
But now.
Yeah. And we're coming to you from Long Beach, California, mm-hmm. from... Our new, are you? You asshole.
Did he?
Wild card.
What is that, like?
Wild table? Card.
I was thinking about putting some of that shit in my coffee.
Sorry.
I'm so jealous right now.
I think David Bowie Irished his coffee up over there.
What an asshole.
Wild card. We've got a lot. I can serve you guys some rum and ice later. If you
want. Oh, rum and ice? We have so much rum. Somebody had brought me... For my last home housewarming party, somebody brought me,
K-Town?
Yeah. Actually, no, it was before then because I had it at the house. I bought it for a party in one of those giant jugs Captain Morgan.
Yeah.
Because it was like on sale for like $17.99 or something. So I probably stopped by and said hello to Alice Cooper over there. But anyways, oh my God, was that the first time I mentioned it? I'm sorry. But anyways, I've had it forever, and nobody drinks it, because who the fuck drinks rum anymore?
Just rum. Pirates.
Yeah.
We don't get too many of those anymore.
So.
Ninja.
We've got so much of it. So anyways, hi. How are you guys doing?
We're at the new studio, too.
Yeah.
You guys in like Long Beach. It? Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
I'm attached to a bunch of headphones and all sorts of equipment.
Yeah.
All your bass are belong to us.
It looks pretty high tech over on the side of the couch.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Maybe we can dual setup next time with like my MacBook and your MacBook. And
oh my God, it's the future.
Maybe you can also help.
Synthesizer like
yeah.
Right here.
Wait, man, we'll have like I'll have the xylophone actually, like the real life xylophone.
No. That's gonna be the whole episode is me playing around with that.
I'm so excited right now. With like we got like bongos and like ethnic drums.
Little no, it's just like nice ambient noise in the background.
I wish we had a kettle drum.
A kettle.
We went to go see Arcade Fire last night, and they brought out a kettle drum like to the front of the stage, and I was like, oh man, I want one of those. I actually turned to Gabe and was like, I want one of those. Where do like how much do you think they are on Amazon?
I'm like
over here this whole time, like dying on the couch, trying not to laugh too loud. It's this whole apartment's gonna turn into Margaritaville. Like,
it's amazing.
A little Jimmy Buffett, you know, some reggae. We're good.
We don't even play instruments.
No neighbors? They're all 90% of them look like Jimmy Buffett.
Do they? That's awesome. I don't know about that
people here.
Dude that I met at the gate, but it doesn't matter. He was fine.
Yeah, we also have a lot of young professionals. It's pretty cool.
They'll get down.
Young professionals.
Young professionals. Yuppies.
Yeah, it's a pretty bougie area, I guess, in Long Beach. Hey, man, it's a step up from 4th Street.
I was going to say, you got that apartment in the sky now. I mean, you're at ground floor, but same difference.
There's a penthouse. That's why it's called penthouse.
Exactly.
Apartments, whatever. Not maxi. Anyways, hi, what's going on?
Well, I was looking at stuff on my phone, like, to read.
You didn't prepare?
Not really.
Me neither.
But
a couple preambles.
Yeah, exactly. I've been busy. I thought I'd read all of the amendments. since the beach is so close to here, I think we should challenge our listeners and ourselves to visiting the beach as much as possible during August, the hottest of the summer months. But to make that a little...
September is going to be the hottest of the summer months.
It's going to feel like ass, basically. But to make that a little bit easier, I have here 17 ways to sneak booze onto the beach to have real fun.
Already did it. Koozie style.
Let's see if you're... Koozie, that's good. Right? Let's see if you knocked one off this list.
All right.
So we got a classic, and you've mentioned this, alcohol-infused gummy bears.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that's pretty good.
I want to try those.
Your hands are going to get...
Nay?
Your hands are going to get crazy sticky.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to wash it in the sea.
and then they get sandy? Ew.
Yeah, exactly.
I hate that.
A sunscreen flask. So you empty out a sunscreen bottle and then presumably clean the ever-living shit out of it.
It was in an Always Sunny episode when they went back to the New Jersey shore.
Let's say that we shouldn't do this because if the cast from Always Sunny does it on their show, it's probably not a good idea.
Now Limerita makes sense.
Yeah. You drink Limeritas out of a sunscreen bottle.
But like, can't you buy it already made without the sunscreen in it, like an empty one? Like, I'm sure somebody on Etsy
probably
is selling it, right?
And now it's going to be like $40.
How the fuck do you get sunscreen out of there? Like, it's oily.
I think that's like the good thing about it. It had to go back, but like if you have some high quality rum,
no, you're tying it together, full circle.
If you drank straight suntan lotion, but it's mostly coconut tasting, so
yeah,
if you mix in a nice Caribbean rum.
And the picture is from like a Hawaiian islands. Yeah. It's just all gonna be fruity. That's nice.
Hold on one second. You've actually drinking
drunk.
It's high times on the Billy Ocean, baby.
I'm not dating him, but it didn't surprise me. Like, I didn't even react.
It's food. It's fuel for my food.
It's fine.
Bowl.
It's all natural. If you want to go a little healthier and classier, there are watermelon tequila wedges. So you just soak them, you know.
Well, you could do that with vodka too, which I'd be
you could,
with.
Yeah. I think they just wanted to do like a thing, you know. Yeah. And then bourbon cherries. That sounds pretty nice. Yeah. This is way too ridiculous, but it's pretty cheap. A camera flask. It looks like a camera. $15, but it's a flask.
Okay.
And then you can make strawberry margarita popsicles.
Yeah.
This is the can cover. I could see you doing this, actually. I'm pointing to David Bowie over there. You take your, let's say you're drinking a beer, like a Pabst or a Bud or something. Yeah.
Yeah,
and but you can do it like you make it yourself, so you cover it with like Coca-Cola or something like that, which that's not like difficult, I don't think. And then we have citrus peel Jello shots, which it just seems like a lot of work. You gotta
you know it's
the Jello in this in the peel, and
I saw a Pinterest thing for that for like watermelon though, that you scoop out all the watermelon, mm-hmm. you pour the Jello in there, and you let it set. And then you cut it up and you have like watermelon slices.
Yeah.
That's Jello, like alcoholic Jellos. And like that to me sounded great.
And it seems easier because it's just a big ass watermelon.
But like fucking
lemons?
Like that's some fucking Pinterest stay at home shit. Like,
and you're not going to make it like how it looks here. It's going to look like shit when you cut it up.
Yes.
Like, it's going to be falling apart and you're going to try and eat
it. With a spigot in
it. It is. They also recommend gin and tonic cupcakes, which I am super down with, but sounds like a lot of work. A flip-flop flask.
Ugh.
They link you to Amazon, but they don't tell you, like, because this is a BuzzFeed list. They don't tell you anything about it. And the idea of this just sounds really bad.
Can you explain it? Because I can't even see that from here. I need
it's like...
glasses.
It's a hollowed-out, weird reef flip-flop.
Yeah, it's a reef flip-flop.
That's disgusting.
No, invented by the Australians.
Oh, probably. Those fucking people.
Oh,
I'm sorry, you Mick Dundee.
Hey, David and I, we know what's up.
Yeah.
Frozen pina coladas, spiked chocolate-covered strawberries, the hopsicle. So you stick a popsicle on your frozen beer can and slap one of your can covers over to create an alcoholic push
pop. This is so much work.
So much work. Oh, this is my favorite. Spray bottles. Just fill it with alcohol. Spray it in your mouth.
Just come here. Like,
what? That's good.
Do they have the, like, you bury a keg? You bury, like, a pony keg in the sand?
I don't think they have that on here, but that's a good idea.
So, like, when you're, like, casually doing a cartwheel, you're actually doing a keg stand.
And if you get
to all my Phi Theta asshole brothers.
If you get to the beach early enough and do it before, like, the lifeguards show up, you're not going to get caught. And then you just stay there all day and then dig it out when they go.
Yep.
Drunken melon balls, boozy cake pops, mojito ice cubes. That's the end of it. So some of these are just like, I'm not doing that. But there's a couple of good ideas there. I'll post that on the website, on the Facebook.
You dress up as a baby and you have like a lady have boobs that are actually not real boobs, ones with booze in it.
Did you see that on Pinterest? That was on Pinterest, right? They blend together.
It sounds like a dentist like kind of idea. Like,
it just seems like it's like a lot of work and you're basically just trying to fool cops. But like, if I did all that shit, like made like gin and tonic alizé muffins or whatever, it's like I want to tell everybody like, hey dude, look, I fucking made some Mad Dog 2020. Okay. Come on, man. Like, I don't want to keep it a secret. Like,
exactly.
I can sell that shit on the beach to kids.
Oh, my God. It's a kid. It's a cupcake. Look. It's a
cake, man. Come on.
Yeah. The last place I lived, a place in K-Town, like, one of my neighbors had made margarita popsicles and brought a couple over. And I was like, these are pretty good. Like, they're pretty good.
No roofies in them or anything?
No. Oh, okay, that's good. They, like, handed them to me and then they left. Like, they went back to their apartment. They were like, we just made too many. We wanted to share with you because it was, like, one of the only other younger people in the place.
Nice.
When they pass out, you're gonna sew your face to another lady's ass. Some kind of weird Korean horror drama. I was very wary of margarita raper guy.
Were you?
Human centipede.
Yeah. He had a lot of zipper pockets when I saw him.
He was a big fan of like cargo, gym pants and.
Wait, flared out? Were they like Janko jeans?
Kind of, pretty much. He looked like Matt Hardy in fucking WWF. I don't even know how.
What the fuck?
He was kind of strange. His name was like David or Dan or something like that.
Starts with a D.
Yeah, he drove that black car with like that was like all like rusted over that had the Korean like thing like icons on it. I'm like,
hairdo.
Yeah.
So he's a time traveler from 1996.
Pretty much.
At best, yeah.
Maybe 98.
So what's...
Are you okay?
I'm good.
Okay, you have resting bitch face. Like,
I slowly fell asleep for just 2 seconds.
With his eyes open.
I had a whole epic adventure before...
Can you share your mic with him, please? Thank you.
Hi, I'm back from the future. This is Robo Alice Cooper. 2.0 and 3/4. Got to make that Naked Gun reference. The fourth one that was never made.
Okay, you can. I'm just kidding. No, don't it's feel just obligated. Funny because he was like talking, and then it's like I realized like when you listen back to it though, it's like low.
Yeah.
But you get shot
now, but in the future.
We'll understand. We'll be like, oh, music. That thing, yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude, he's referencing all that shit that's actually happening right now. Mouse Kruger, do it again.
Yeah. So.
What do you got over there?
I don't really have anything except for current events. There's a couple of things happening. I mean, I'm not trying to, like, bring it down, but it's important to be aware of what's going on.
Uh-huh.
So they just transported 2 Americans from West Africa over here to Atlanta to the CDC. I mean, they were infected with Ebola.
Let me pose something, because I stopped watching Walking Dead after, I want to say, the second season-ish.
Mm-hmm.
I got to the point where the group, the original group,
yeah,
showed up at the CDC building.
That's the first season.
Oh, that's the first season. So this is the beginning of zombie apocalypse, right?
So that's what I was kind of like.
Yeah.
This is kind of, yeah.
That's where we're going.
But then one of an acquaintance of mine, she had posted a link to it, and that's like to an article about it. And that's initially where I had heard about the Americans coming over. I have since then read more about it. But some gentleman got really... like offended that she actually like used like the tagline that she used for it was like, this is how zombie apocalypse begin, right?
Yeah.
So the guy commented on her article that like, you know, this guy is a friend of mine. He's a son. He's a father. He's a person. And he deserves to have the best medical care that's available to him. And while I agree with that.
Uh-huh. Yes.
It's also extremely terrifying that like this is a disease that doesn't occur here, that is now being brought here,
yeah,
by somebody who's infected, because right now it just lives in labs.
Mm-hmm.
But you know that there is a survival rate of 40%, and that's with all. This particular strain there's a 30% survival rate, so hopefully this person does get like they're supposedly already. One individual is supposedly already, allegedly, showing improvement. Okay. So we wish him the best of luck. But also beware of people with explosive diarrhea in airports and whatnot. Because the virus lives on surfaces past, for days on surfaces, unless it's killed with, like, a chlorine solution. Excuse me. And it's also contagious in individuals who are living infected or passed on and they were infected.
But it can't be airborne. So even
it's not airborne. It's only contagious through bodily fluids.
So I mean like but I mean considering that anything that's airborne is essentially like a fluid that's been dispersed and become a gas just by travel. There's like a big step between that and airborne. So I mean it's a lot less contagious than I think people are hyping it up to be honest.
Yeah.
And also for the people like I think Donnie Trump is being a dick as usual and saying like, well, they went to Africa, so they deserve it.
That's
disgusting.
Well, look, I mean, that's
anything to be in the news.
That's just a bite. But I think it's commonplace for me. It's like I don't see the zombie apocalypse thing. I totally understand the fear of like epidemics presenting themselves in the future because we're more of like a universal planet. I mean, you're buying stuff that's being made from all these other places. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. Look, someone's gonna pee on a cardboard box. It's gonna end up with your bananas.
Exactly.
From Honduras. Like, it's gonna happen. So, you know, what do you do? Well, I mean, maybe you just buy your bananas from somewhere that's closer, which is easy to say. But like, it's just gonna be a fact of life.
Yeah. I mean, diseases live all around us. Viruses are a fact of life.
Yeah.
They've been here before we were here, and they will be here after we are here.
And we do need to keep in mind. Go for it first.
Nerd reference here from Alice Cooper.
Always good.
I just want to say that the whole Resident Evil series is created by the Ebola virus.
Well, thank you.
So zombie apocalypse is possible. T-Virus, it was created by the Ebola virus. Everyone get out now.
Run.
Science fiction becomes fact at some point.
It's got to be. I mean, like from some of the better articles about epidemics show that like that's the most likely way it's going to cause large-scale damage because something is bound to create large-scale damage because we've already pushed the planet way past any sort of equilibrium.
Mm-hmm.
So something needs to happen. Things are happening in a slower pace, like the effects of global warming and everything else. Eventually, during a long term, will balance things out and bring things to like some sort of more of a closer equilibrium.
Yeah.
But if you keep pushing things faster now, there's going to be an equally fast push in another direction, which is global epidemics.
So is this the next Black Plague?
Well,
it's possible because they have reevaluated the plague, and you know, forever we all accepted that it was spread through, you know, the rats and the fleas that they had and everything, but there has been a lot of discussion about maybe it was more of an airborne, it was different,
and that makes more sense because of the living conditions of a lot of people that were affected, that it was like a lot of like tenements and like people living in serfdom was still like a thing then,
sort of
right?
Kind
of,
yeah.
And I mean, people living in squalor, like
because it started around London, of course, because you had the ships coming in and then those rats went into the city, and that's packed,
you were like sardines, you know?
There's no defined sewer system. Like, people were still throwing, like, the refuse out of their windows into the streets.
Going into the streets and the Thames, everything like that.
It's just exposure to that sort of thing, which is, like, present in, like, their feces. Because the Black Plague sprung up real quickly in Yosemite. Mm-hmm. Like, in 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Because it was, like, it presented itself in rat feces, and, like, mm-hmm. the rat feces just, like, stayed in cabins. Because you don't really go out of your way to kind of clean those sorts of things.
It's Yosemite. Like, what do you know? It's not a 4-star.
It's like a dormant situation, too, where it's like a relatively isolated situation. So, I mean, whatever, you know, the pathogens that exist within the Black Plague can, like, kind of reappear. You could do it in more of a closed circumstance. So, yeah, I mean, it's just exposure to feces and stuff like that. If you can prevent that, that's great. But, I mean, it's harder. Every day. It was coming literally out of my walls. 616 Orange. I'm not afraid to say it.
You're not there anymore.
Right here. Apartment number 4 fucking sucks.
If there's anything that we can...
Five.
Four, he's like, probably forgot.
Four is where we live now. Yeah. Different place.
If there's anything that we can take some comfort in, it's the human race's propensity for survival. If anything, like, we've come back from horrible things and we've come from really crazy situations.
Well, there's a lot of stuff going on now. So it's like globally. So this like kind of adds to it. This is a very crazy time for the world and the human race.
Feels like 2014 was the year where it was just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, there's like every time I turn on the news, there's something else.
Yes.
So
a shout out to my dad. Fred Bowie.
Fred
Bowie. He's an amazing man, by the way. And he's very into How the Mind Works.
Yeah, so How the Mind Works by Steve Pinker, who's a pretty rad author. Really hard book. But he did write a book called Our Better Angels, which was, I think now, because you can see the news, there's so many ways. You can watch True Detective and you feel like the world's going to shit. Mm-hmm. But... like, if you were like Alice Cooper and you were a time traveler and you went back to medieval times and you watched people get sawed in half just for entertainment, it was a lot worse back then. So, yeah, like, the climate change and stuff like that, that's all really huge right now. But at least we can find ourselves in spaces where we can talk about it, like internet radio.
Yeah. That's like, right, buddy.
More serious.
This living room.
At least we can talk about it. Not to like open up the curtain, but this is like an interracial forum that's coming at you right now.
It's true.
It is true.
As David Bowie, I am a person with both male and female parts talking to America.
That would be intersex.
It's like, not really interracial, is it?
Well, it's on top of that.
Okay, let's just
layers.
Stop. Because intersex... I'm all like, because when you say intersex, I think of like the guy from like Are We Alone Now? And like he's just, like...
We're interstellaring it right now.
Tying his shoelaces around his ankles to like cut off the blood flow.
That was the first mental picture I
Thank
had.
Thank you. That High was five the... across the room.
Bam.
Yeah.
Oh. Ooh.
So if you guys have... I'm sorry, but
we have to go on a side note here.
Sidebar.
Yeah.
If you have not seen the documentary, I Think We're Alone Now, then you need to see I Think We're Alone Now.
Amazing.
Just because it's... I don't know. Now that I think about it, it's like it's kind of fucked up because it kind of like exploits these people of like kind of like off center. Mm-hmm. But they are fanatics about Tiffany, the mall singer, you know?
Think we're alone now.
Yeah. So good though. But like one of them claimed to be intersexed. And then later on, like it came out that like, no, that was just like part of the story that individual like made up or something like that.
Yes. Because the people in the documentary,
and they both like, but wait, hold on. Sorry.
They have issues.
They do.
Yeah.
But what was great was that like you get through more than half of the movie and then you find out that Tiffany has on more than one occasion filed restraining orders against both of these individuals.
Right.
And like they still go seek her out on video. Like,
in public places.
Yeah.
Which I thought was really interesting because it's like you know that you're not supposed to see them and yet here you are documenting doing something illegal.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
It's just very interesting on many different levels though. Like somebody can be that into something.
I felt bad for the other dude. I think he was maybe like Asperger's kind of. This was before that was kind of a thing, so I don't know if that was really addressed in the film.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I totally interrupted.
No, we had to.
Back to your interracial intersex relationship.
Interstellar.
So anyway, David Bowie was making love to you. No, I don't. What? Well, that's all side. Totally different thing. We did go to the Arcade Fire show last night, and the best part about it was there was a part in which, like, during a song, a separate stage opened up, and it was four men, all in high heels, doing, like, a dance routine.
Oh, my God, it was so amazing.
To which I would
like
say
kinky
that,
boots.
Yeah, and I would say now, I mean, like, especially me being David Bowie, I think the idea of trans...
Sing on one of their songs, right?
Yeah, it's, like, it's being more embraced, which is rad. Obviously, it's rad. I mean, like, you know, it's... It's what it is, but I also think, and I'm curious about it, and full disclosure, I haven't done it yet, but it sounds like it would be, like, very, like, artistically eye-opening. Because...
To do what?
To basically dress up as another gender.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it would kind of open your eyes, right? Because, like, if you're really trying to... If you're
Halloween
an artist,
costume?
And you're trying to... Yeah, I'm basically asking my girlfriend permission to wear her shoes now.
Sure, they're flats.
I know, right? Not that big of a deal.
Basically slippers.
No, again, like, I don't know. I mean, personally, I know it's more, what I don't want to do is refer to, like, people who are transgender as just some sort of, like, artistic experiment or anything like that. No, it's clearly, it's who you are. And God and Goddess bless you for being that. But at the same time, like, I want to think, like, if you're not transgender, should you just at least try to, like, shake up your own gender identification at some point, maybe before you get married or do something, so you can, like, fully figure out just who you are?
It's a good experiment.
Yes, but I think, I don't know, because, like, cross-dressing is not the same as, like, being transgendered. Like, transgendered is feeling like you are on the outside, I am a female, but on the inside, I identify as a male. Exactly. That's exactly what it is. I think that that's something that's innate. I don't think that that's something that you can question necessarily. Like, just because born maybe you it. Like to play with G.I. Joes. Like,
yeah.
I agree, born with it.
And there is a difference with the cross-dressing aspect from what you're talking about. Because with cross-dressing, there's a sexual satisfaction.
Right, but I think that it's there's a fetishism. But I think that, it's good to push your own, like, gender boundaries, I don't think that there's anything wrong with that, but I don't think that that's necessarily, like...
We're not there yet.
Yeah.
I don't think
that's, like, challenging, like, how you identify. I think it's just, like, being comfortable with the idea of, like, other people.
that's probably the start.
Doing it, you know?
It could lead to... this concept of duality and equality, you know, there's a male and a female in each of us, and that's the balance of the universe. So if we start to understand whatever sex is opposite from us,
mm-hmm. No way.
Do you want to become a woman?
Well, sometimes I get the menstrual cramps real hard.
That's just because I'm having them.
That was a Raising Arizona reference for
Cage
Knickers out there, but... Never mind. I feel like that's fucking... Because David Bowie's brother, Phil Bowie, has a lovely wife, David Bowie's sister-in-law, who's a child therapist, and she's brilliant at what she does. And probably even my recommendations of, like, yeah, explore. It's shitty advice. And by no means do I think, like, you should just do it. If you have a kid, you shouldn't just do it just like, so you can figure out who you are. Wear this dress real quick.
Don't confuse people. Like,
okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
All you need to know is just bury, it's a pony keg. You need one bag of ice. Just go a foot deep in the sand. That's it. Discount everything else.
So I think, like, the best... like, kind of demonstration, I think, of what you're trying to explain and, like, letting somebody figure out on their own who they are by exploration.
Goodbye, horses.
Buffalo Bill.
Would you fuck me?
I was going to say, like, I'm sorry for the celebrity reference, but Shiloh Pitt. You know, like, from a very early age, Brad and Angelina, let their kid do whatever they wanted. Shiloh. Like, let her dress herself, cut her own hair, whatever, and she dresses like a boy.
I thought it was a dude. Yeah.
It's a girl, but like
Sheila.
Yeah, they're not doing like the whole Chaz Bono thing where they dressed her like a girl and like blah blah blah. But like they let her do what she wanted to do, and she dresses like a boy. I don't know if she identifies as a boy, but like that's
she's
her
a child.
Thing.
She may not even.
Yeah, she might grow out of it. Yeah. Like whatever. But I mean, I think it's important to be open with your children and let them be able to express
themselves,
those desires and their like their inner thoughts and whatnot. And you know, like a lot of these people that identify as transgender, I think that they identify from a very early age. They knew very early on that that's mm-hmm. what they identified as, you know. So I think having that open communication. But anyways, I see where you went with that, because like that came up with like the toy play yesterday. Not between us, like with his niece and nephew, because his niece and nephew are like playing with like very
Regina and Claude
Bowie. Very like traditional like gender roles. It was like very traditional gender roles. Yeah. Like the little girl was like playing with her dolls and dressing them up and putting blankets and doing like caretaker stuff, whereas the boy was like building things, playing with Legos mm-hmm. and whatnot, and it was very gender specific, but it wasn't anything that she presented to the kids. Like they chose those activities,
right? So. And there's nothing wrong with that either.
Yeah, no.
I think there's this fear from the other side of this coin. You know, I don't want to like call people names, but you know, like the far right, that kind mm-hmm. of thing. Conservatives, they think that it's like, well, you're just trying to make people do this. No. This is about allowing someone to choose whatever they want. And if your female child seriously sees like glittery pink shit and is like, I'm down.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Great. But if your son is
also sees
like,
glittery pink shit and fine. Is down, then like you should be like down.
Okay.
Cool.
We don't have to buy two now. You know? Like,
yeah.
Great.
I'm sorry if you guys don't agree, but yeah, I think that that's like a changing kind of mental construct like that we have for this generation and the ones coming up. We're more open.
Oh, I was thinking about this while we were talking about this whole subject.
It also might just be a California thing.
It could be. Who knows? There was a study done in England about the children who have and are reading the Harry Potter series. And they, like, the numbers, I don't have all of this in front of me.
I saw the headline on BuzzFeed.
I think it was BuzzFeed, yeah. Where these children who have read the series are, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is, but, like,
they were more
very
accepting.
Open. Yeah, accepting and open to homosexuality and, like, people from, like, I don't know, aliens, but, you know, like, foreigners. I know. I was like, why do I have the word alien in my head? But foreigners, like, to them,
are
it's like.
Are you secretly a right wing?
I'm super, like, hardcore Jizo right wing.
Ethnic terrestrials.
Hear incorrectly. But yeah, these kids were just like, I don't know. And I think I was in the same boat as a kid, why I am kind of the way I am now, because of Sesame Street. Because to me, it was like
Bert and Ernie,
purple people, great, whatever.
Yeah.
Everybody's fine. I don't give a shit.
The tiny P.I.
Just all of that. Like, okay, whatever. Yeah. I don't care. Yeah. You know, you do your own thing. It's great. So that was a nice little.
Yeah, it's serious talk.
I know.
So you guys know I'm asthmatic, right?
I know. Well, now everybody
knows.
Now I know.
Okay, so I'm an asthmatic. It means I can't really do shit without having trouble breathing.
She's a sickly child.
There's another asthmatic that's been in the news.
Oh.
A gentleman in New York who had a run-in with the law.
Oh, Jesus.
And they choke-held him.
Which is illegal.
Right.
And they're not allowed to use that.
Right. So NYPD. There's been a lot of stuff in the news about, like, law enforcement and their excessive force. This is neither here nor there. But I was really excited when I saw this headline, though, to be honest, because this is concerning the chokehold of the asthmatic, who was very much, like, expressing, and then there were witnesses, like, I can't breathe. He was saying, I can't breathe.
It's on tape.
Yeah. So I'm kind of surprised at how quickly this went to court and there was already a ruling on it, because this happened like weeks ago. Because
it's an open and shut case. That's why.
So it was ruled a homicide mm-hmm. by the New York City Medical Examiner. So I just thought that that was really interesting and kind of like, in a way, a vindication for
a lot of like, stuff
for the people.
Yeah.
No, not for asthmatics.
For asthmatics.
But like,
asthmatics unite.
Asthmatics everywhere.
No, but like for the commoners, you know.
Yes, because for the people like, dealing
yeah,
with this.
Yeah, but like because he, whether or not he was or was not doing something that was against the law, he yeah. still, I don't think, deserved to be.
There's no reason to kill him.
Yeah, to be, well, to have like that kind of use of force, like to chokehold, like if he wasn't really resisting.
There's a lot of things going on with this because the first is that you're correct. There's no reason to use that.
It's like the policeman that beat the lady on the freeway. Like,
exactly. What was this for? And second of all, you're told specifically, it's in the NYPD rulebook, do not use a chokehold. Third, on the police report filed for this incident, they did not include that
on
a chokehold was.
Yeah, yeah.
They were like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Somebody like recorded it and then released it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah. And
like,
that's how it came out.
Do you guys feel embarrassed now? I hope so. You
what
are
if we
shamed.
Just watch where they did that? We were watching like, oh, we were watching a 30 for 30 like thing on ESPN. And it had to do with Hillsborough, the soccer soccer field. Sorry. Yes.
Stadium in England. And in the 80s, there was an incident in which too many people showed up for like an FA Cup game. And it was mismanaged in terms of just people trafficking people to kind of come in and out of a stadium. And a lot, and people were like crushed to death as an outcome.
Is this out here?
No, in England.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, I literally just.
Backyard lady.
Yeah, I know. Seriously.
Well, me too, David Bowie, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I was like, wait, this sounds really familiar.
Yeah.
That's
but
because it's
the
same
reason
story.
Why I brought it up was that there were, like, a lot of the police officers wrote their own reports, mm-hmm. and then their higher-ups went through and actually edited things out, and then
redacted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Redacted.
Okay. Sorry, that's a
fancy
word. cashing in those points, huh? So, anyways, that's why I brought it up, because
yeah.
it was like, like those things happen, and it's like that just goes to show that, like, you know, selective truth telling.
It's embarrassing and it's shameful. And I really get very frustrated with this kind of behavior from law enforcement.
So how do we fix it?
By putting it out in the media this way.
Can you scroll up? I mean, like, I know this is an audio medium here, but like
but look at this.
You want to see the source? I got this from the Gothamist.
Yeah,
he's a pretty heavy guy.
Like, he's like, he's almost twice the size of both, like, the police officers that are trying to detain him.
Yeah.
And, like, I'll tell you this, man. I mean, like any young person who grew up thinking they were young way too long, there is, like, a distrust of the police that you don't really get until you really feel it. And I'm not gonna lie, I haven't felt it. Like, I got busted for drinking on a beach. That's it. Like, I haven't seen, like, really...
You aren't habitually bothered by them.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're not habitually bothered by them. But I can understand, like, God damn it. Like, that job has to be super stressful. And, you know, someone tells you you don't use a chokehold, but I'm sure they get conflicting messages all the time. Because that's just a book. Like, if it's, like,
yeah.
your captain and he's telling you, like, in not so many terms, like, unless you have to, then it's like, geez, what the hell am I supposed to do?
So I was listening to NPR to add to that. I was listening to... NPR.
Right wing.
Yeah.
And
sure, really
yeah.
make you feel uncomfortable.
And they
you.
Were talking to there was a lady who went on a date, but it was like a dinner date with one of the officers that works at the jail, and like
out
at
here?
Twin at
oh,
Twin
the towers?
Towers.
Okay.
And I believe it was at Twin Towers. Maybe it was at another one, but it was like
there's
in
a,
LA.
It's a holding station, and then there's the towers.
No, it was in prison.
So it was the towers.
Yeah,
then, yeah.
So, or that's a jail, right?
That's
so
a, the towers are
a jail,
and then there's a prison holding
yeah,
station.
Yeah,
yeah.
So, anyways, there is the rule book, but there's also like this unspoken policy and rule book that, and like the lady who was, she was like. I don't know if the guy knew that she was recording her. I'd have to go back and find the podcast of it. But anyways, they were giving out little bits of it and stuff, and she's like, well, what do you mean? Like, how did you learn what you can and can't do then if it's not in the rule book? And he was like, no, they tell you that you can do – if they disobey you, you send them to the hospital. And it was like – she's like, what do you mean send them to the hospital? And he was like, you send them to the hospital. And it was like – that's implying that
it's not
you
like,
beat them senseless until you have to send them away so that not they learn a lesson and that you send a message to the other inmates. So, I mean, it's kind of crazy, but it's like, where are like the accountability and like the checks and the balances?
To me, that's really disappointing because with the environment in jails and to a lesser extent prisons, you have already that, I don't know, it's kind of like a general term, but like that gang mentality of like, you know, we live a life of crime and this is how we function. And when you have the officers like participating in that, basically behaving the same way as the quote unquote criminals, that is really bad because you're just perpetuating that violence and you're just creating it. When you put nonviolent criminals like drug offenders in prison, they learn how to steal. They learn how to do all these things. And then when they're released, they go back out into the world and then that's what they do. So it's like, okay, you know, I just stole a little bit from my family to pay for meth, or maybe I just made meth. But now I know how to steal a car so I can sell that to a chop shop, and now I can buy meth. It just turns into this whole snowball thing. It's tough. It's really ugly because we punish, which is fine because these people committed crimes and they broke the law, but there's no rehabilitation that goes into it. So then they either just become career criminals and they spend the rest of their life in and out of jail, or they go back out for short periods of time and then just continue doing a bunch of fucked up shit in society. Yeah. Let's move on.
Yeah. Sorry. Anyways, what's up?
Well, I guess because just something that's a little bit more positive, I guess, is sharing something that heard from my dad again yesterday, Fred Bowie. Because just basically, you know, he's a smart, reasonable man who's just kind of comes to grips with, like, you know, various kind of problems that happen between in personal life or just, like, what he thinks is happening amongst people. And he kind of just shared yesterday that it's, like, at the end, all you have is basically your relationships with other people and the people around you. That's all the capital you have. I mean, that's all the peace of mind you'll ever have. So you just have to do the best you can to try and work with other people. And I would just say for, like, every kid out there that just, you know, you live in the fucking middle of suburbs or whatever, but you think, like, saying fuck the police is cool, just reconsider.
Don't.
I mean, reconsider that person's out there trying to help you out. And just if you're a cop out there and you're freaked out because you're working like a crazy bee in, like, a different neighborhood, they're just trying to make it just like you, man. We're all trying to get it throughout the day without getting chokeholded or fucking anything else, so...
Yeah, the cops don't want to get shot either.
They don't want to do that.
Yeah, and they don't need bullshit.
So, yeah, my sister did a... I'm sorry, but like, Katie did a internship with LAPD, and it was like, she went on ride-alongs, and like, they don't know what they're rolling into, you know? Like, they're always on guard, so...
And if you watch a show like Cops, I know, I mean, you kind of laugh, and you're like, oh, Cops, you know, that old stalwart of late-night television. But you really do get an idea of, like, some of the horse shit that officers of the law deal with.
Good,
there was one that I just watched where the officer was sent out to, like, a domestic dispute. And it was, like, these two 20-somethings had an argument in the car. They were at his parents' house. And then that guy's dad had been drinking and came out and spit on the girl. Just stupid things. And then the cop shows up, and he has to deal with basically two kids arguing with each other because someone was texting someone.
Yeah.
And then now you have, like, and there were, like, five, like, hardcore-looking dudes, like, standing in the driveway. Like, they'd been drinking all fucking day. And nobody wanted to talk, you know, and he was like, who's the dad? And no one was saying anything. So he's got to deal with this. And he doesn't know, are these guys going to kick my ass? Is this girl going to pull out a knife? Like, you don't know. And it's like, everybody's arrested.
Watching you do your job.
Yeah. And they're not supposed to intervene, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like everybody goes to jail. Like, he called a couple back up and put everybody in a car and, like, took them off. Like, so this guy has to deal with this horse shit.
Yeah.
You know, it's there's all these kinds of things.
So you make a lot of sense. It's like, don't be all like anarchy, like fuck the police. Like, we need those kinds of constructs
trying to make it. Just trying to get
just
there.
Be good people to each other.
Yeah.
Be all right.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you again. I know you get mad about that.
If you want to wear your pants, wear your pants. Don't steal someone else's pants.
Exactly. Hey, learn to make some pants.
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Is that a reference already?
No.
Oh, it's just, that's a David Bowie-ism.
Yeah.
So you want to wear pants? Wear your own pants. Don't go taking other people's pants to wear.
Exactly.
But your pants look so comfortable.
Safety pants.
Safety pants.
Not a David Bowie song.
No. Okay, so what else you guys got?
I have a list that's totally different from what we were talking about. It's it's reloading. 12 ways food companies pretend your snacks are healthy. David Bowie. I couldn't tell if he was agreeing or like sad about that.
Just 12 ways, huh?
I know, 12. That's it. Well, they list really interesting things, like when you hear made with whole grain, and then it's like Fruit Loops.
Shit.
You know?
I want my Fruit Loops healthy.
You do?
There's fruit in it.
It's
an extinct bird is trying to sell it to me.
Exactly.
So
it's perfect.
He knows what he's talking about.
Well, their whole claim is that the small amount of the whole grains doesn't cancel out everything else,
mm-hmm.
which is true because they're made of like red dye number 6. You know, that kind of stuff.
Strawberry letter 22.
Which in turn is probably made from like ground up beetles wings or something like that.
Hey man, protein.
That is protein, that's true. What else have we got here? Oh yes, and then again when like Fruit Loop says a great source of, and then you know, iron, calcium, whatever, the nutrient is actually highly processed and therefore not that beneficial to your health.
Yeah. These are essentially like, but it's, they're basically, they're taglines for stuff that's not essentially true,
mm-hmm.
but at best it's covering up something which is a preservative, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, well, hey man, I mean, you're going to have it in your cupboard till doomsday, so.
You're going to be leaving that in your bunker for a while. There's also the claim of natural, all natural, and made with natural flavors.
Mm.
And this is what's really disappointing about the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration. The word natural is meaningless when it comes to food labels.
Yeah.
You can literally just put that on anything, and it's fine.
It's kind of the same for, like, organic, right? Like, that's kind of, like, an unnatural claim.
You yeah, there claim it's that organic is real, like, vague. Even still, there's no kind of like guideline for that.
Fake tits are essentially organic because they're made out of organic.
Exactly. Saline is an organic material.
Semantics, man.
It's semantics. They also talk about the claim of a great source of protein. Again, the protein is highly processed and served with too much sugar, which obviously none of us need. Made with real fruit. Usually the real fruit is actually a highly processed fruit puree or fruit juice, with which just concentrates the sugar. If a food is labeled sugar-free, it has artificial sweeteners instead, which your body can't process. Low-fat or reduced fat has high sugar or other processed substances because you take fat away and it tastes like cardboard. So you put some sucrose in there and then there you go.
How about we just eat fresh?
Yeah, basically.
Go to the grocery store and buy, or go to a farmer's market.
Speaking of fresh, I have a list of the top 20, and this is from a vegetarian site.
Oh, vegetarian.
Did you go
top
veggie?
20? I did for a whole year at one point, and I wish I had this list because it would have made my life a hell of a lot easier.
Did you, like, live off of, like, french fries and potatoes
and Morningstar? And, yeah.
Oh, God. Like, my veggie friends are like, don't eat Morningstar because it's, like, yeah, it's great for, like, beginner, I guess. Like,
yeah.
Veggies and, like, sometimes, like, protein supplements. But, like, I guess, like, it's, like, nah, man. You're going to grow tits if you keep eating
well,
that
I
shit.
Just like, did it for, like, a year because I was dared to.
Really?
Yeah.
Was that the same kind of dare as, like, with your beard and shit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I agree to stupid dares like
hey,
that.
Hey, man, I dare you to hold your shit for a year. I'm just kidding. Don't do that because you'll die. And that's so
well, sounds
too.
Like
so
this will be the last recording of Alice Cooper.
What?
signing off no, because
I'm sorry, I'm just kidding. So this veggie list.
Okay, so top 20 accidentally vegan foods.
Accidentally.
Yeah.
Cool.
And I actually looked up some of like the nutrient facts, and they actually have a soybean in them.
Oh.
So I was shocked. Like cinnamon life cereal.
That's vegan, huh?
Yep.
Oh.
Red Bull.
Cheese shreds.
Airheads.
Candy.
They actually have soy in them. Cracker Jacks.
Cracker Jacks pretty good. And you get a toy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a toy for, see? The another psychological, you know, training you right there. You get a prize for eating vegan. Doritos spicy sweet chili flavored tortilla chips.
That one specific.
Yeah, that one specific one.
Okay. Sorry, no Cool Ranch.
Fritos. Like the original Fritos.
The chili cheese one isn't
no.
vegan? Damn it.
I know. I was sad too.
So good.
Fruit so by good. The foot.
Oh, shit.
Now, does that use the fruit puree?
Right.
That we found over that. There.
Is it a fruit puree or what have you?
It has some kind of soy in it.
Soy? You have like a third arm and with a tit on it.
Yeah. Kettle brand potato chips. Sea salt and vinegar.
Oh, I like that flavor. That's good. Good stuff. Yeah,
Kellogg's unfrosted Pop-Tarts.
That's boring.
Pop-Tart for. Fuck that.
I
used to get so mad when my mom would buy those on accident. I was just like, take these back.
Those are rad. They're at the 99 cent store.
So wait, does the frosting then cost like an extra dollar and a half? Because those shits are expensive at the store.
Yeah. I haven't ate Pop-Tarts in a long time. Lay's potato chips, barbecue or plain.
Ooh, okay. I like those barbecue.
Little barbecue.
The one that shocked me the most, Nabisco's Oreo cookies.
Just the regular.
Yeah.
Not double stuff?
Well, you can have double stuff, but you just have double stuff of soy.
Oh.
Mega stuff soy.
But that's like, I guess, in the scope of this conversation, vegan's like this positive thing that we should all strive to.
Yeah.
But it sounds to me like the vegan diet is really dependent on the soybean. And I mean, that's scary because it's, you know, it's part of like the mono agriculture that exists within planet really now between just corn and soy.
Yeah.
Well, so it takes away from a lot of like biodiversity.
Well, like Blanca was vegan for a very long time. Like she's since started integrating cheese and little bits of meat here and there back into her diet, like organic meat or whatever.
Yeah.
But I know towards the end of that, like she wasn't even eating soy anymore. Like it was straight up like almost like a raw diet.
Damn.
Cause it was like fruits and vegetables and legumes and like pretty much like that's it. Like she wasn't eating Morningstar, wouldn't really eat much of that occasionally, you know, but like, I think that also has to do with the fact that she has, like, an enormous garden in her backyard where she grows most of her own food.
That helps.
But, you know, but then at the same time, like, I know she had mentioned that she was feeling like she needed, like, more protein. And so when she had meat, she was like, oh, my God, I could feel, like, with each bite, like, getting stronger or whatever. And I've heard that from more than just her, like, from other people.
Sorry. Yeah.
Anyways.
Nabisco's Teddy Grahams.
Back to the junk food.
I know it's everything that you can find at 99 cent store. I love it.
Let's make a grocery list and just
Nature Valley
it.
Crunchy granola bars, just the peanut butter flavor though.
Ooh, the peanut butter bars are good. I love those.
Ritz crackers.
That's good stuff.
As soon as I watched this read this list, like I had a box of them. Half of it was gone by the time I read this list.
You're like, woo! Like, eating, like...
Done. I don't have to feel guilty anymore.
Can we guess what else is on there?
Sure.
Vanilla wafers? Did that make the cut?
No.
Oh, man. That's a 99... I'm going to go down my list of, like, my 99 cent store grocery shopping list to see what's on there.
Ruffles Original Potato Chip did.
Oh, those are good.
Those yeah.
That's cool. They're
top
classic.
Shelf. That's yeah. Some top shelf
shit. Top shelf.
Sour Patch Kids.
I remember those. Bugles?
Ooh.
Unfortunately, no.
Those are, you know, I'm kind of sad that those are like a 99 cent staple because like they get a bad rap. They're yeah. so good.
And you put them on fingertips.
Yeah. Oh, dude, you know what? Next podcast, I'm going to get a bowl of Bugles and a bowl of like nacho cheese. And just, I know it's not vegan, but like.
Fill up the Bugles with the nacho cheese.
Oh, God, it sounds so good. Like combos? Do you remember those combos?
Okay.
Oh, those are so good.
Yeah, like, popping real quick. Combos. Okay, so.
We're off the rails here, man. Sorry, Joey.
Old school combos, plus there's a pizza combo, yeah, and then a jalapeno cheddar combo.
Also, those are like 99 cent store things.
They are.
Too.
Like, and they're
I don't even
big
know
bag.
They sell them at like Ralph's.
Big bag. I've seen them at 7-Elevens.
Okay.
Which is not to say I strongly endorse Ralph's. It's a Kroger brand. They have some top shit. There's some good shit over there. I don't want this to be a commercial for the 99 cent store. They're not paying me.
If they did, however, yeah. Wouldn't it be great if we were sponsored by the 99 cent store?
That, I would prefer like Dollar Tree.
Cheap laundry. Have that shit there.
And cheap
that,
lingerie.
You ever walk down like the clothing aisle?
No.
It's like one.
This shit's filled with
socks. Like boom, just one white t-shirt that like disintegrate in like one wash. Got it. Some cheap weird sunglasses. It's like, how am I ever gonna leave this place? So it sucks because it's hey man, it's awesome because it shows you like the real cost of a lot of stuff.
Yes, that's
like
true.
When you take away like the marketing out of it, it's like, yeah, this is a failed marketing project. It's just this food thing. It's like, all right, fuck yeah, I'll eat it. It's jalapeno and chocolate. Yeah, sounds good.
See what happens.
Kind of stoned. All right, I'll fucking do it.
Muddy Buddies.
Yeah, Muddy Buddies. Yeah.
Muddy Buddies.
Yeah.
Muddy Buddies. Yeah. Like, just they're amazing. They're these little Chex like squares.
Yeah.
That they I get the peanut butter. Filled
those
one.
Those are, really
are those
good.
The ones that, like, they're, it's like Chex Mix, but it's like rolled
chocolate.
In like chocolate
yeah.
or something?
Rolled in chocolate and powdered sugar.
Yeah. You can make that, right? Oh, I've seen
yeah.
stuff. Yeah, where's that shit on Pinterest?
I was
come
say,
on.
Yeah.
Make that.
Another word for that is, I've heard puppy chow, which to
yeah,
me,
that's
like,
what I've heard.
Yeah, I don't really want to call it that.
Because that just sounds bad.
I don't care. I'll still buy a whole bag of it and I will. Devoured in one day.
The
I don't care if I just fall over and die.
Eating dog poop.
Yeah, eating dog poop that gives you diabetes.
Whoa.
Mm.
Shit, that's a good album.
Diabetes.
What time are we at right now?
57 minutes.
Oh, great.
Can I do like a quick last question for the table here?
Yeah.
Because with Comic-Con wrapping up, I'm always really fascinated with the cosplay and the amount of work that people kind of go into it. So if you had to do, and if I don't know if you already have, to be perfectly honest, if you've already done it before, that's great. But if you could do it for the next Comic-Con, what would you dress up to be as? You're giving you a whole year. Giving you a whole year. To work it out, and honestly, what you think you could do to be a little bit more detailed, like, you know, could shoot for the moon and be like, oh,
yeah.
I would be zombie astronaut Abraham Lincoln because, like, you know, fuck you, Jerry Bruckheimer. We don't have your kind of money. We're going to just something kind of normal. I don't know. Like, I'll give, like, a pretty stock answer. I really love Casey Jones from Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Uh-huh.
Just a hockey mask and some sport stuff.
But you would do it up.
Yeah.
Like, full blown.
Pretty much. It's like, and, you know, play it again sports right next to the 99 cent store in Lakewood, California. So, but yeah, if you had to cosplay it up, what would you do?
We also really want to go to a local one, not the San Diego crazy one. But we were like, maybe you guys could help us out. Maybe it's a team building exercise that we could go to.
Kamikaze is the next one. That's at the Los Angeles Convention Center.
November?
Yeah.
Yeah, November.
Oh, should we go?
Yeah.
Birthday.
Here
yeah.
you go. After that is BlizzCon, but that's for strictly Blizzard gamers.
Okay.
So
okay.
World of Warcraft.
I don't want to talk about it.
Exactly. Yeah. And if you show up and you're not, if you show up and you're not, the people get pissed. Like the convention goers get mad. So it's best not. Well, I went last year in the evening, like kind of after everything was sort of done for the day, just to hang out with friends that were there. But don't fuck with that. And then you go back. WonderCon has already passed. That was earlier this year. That one's at the Anaheim Convention Center.
Okay, so we're going to plan on going to Kamikaze, but we don't need to dress up for this.
You don't have to.
But for...
People do.
Okay, but, like, back to David Bowie's thing. So can we agree, like, we're going to go to Kamikaze?
I'm fine with that.
You want to go?
I would love to go.
Okay.
I don't know if I'll be, like...
Get your lady friend to go with us.
Okay.
If you want. Bring the lady.
Yeah, okay. Awesome.
Why is all the cool things have to be towards the end of the year?
What's your costume going to be?
My costume? The one that I can do right now would be Daria.
Or Mrs. Roper.
Yeah, that's not really like a cosplay type thing, is it?
No, people show up with random shit.
Still got the muumuu.
See?
Still got the muumuu.
Say you do Mrs. Roper. That's cool.
I could.
But if you had the whole year.
If I could do like whatever and like have the ideal like build for it and whatnot, I think I would do like... Was it Sailor Saturn?
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, with the ponytail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jen.
No, I want to do Sailor Saturn.
She's like, fuck you. I'm a Sailor Scout. I'm not a hologram. It's okay.
If I do a Jem in the Holograms cosplay, I'm going to do a Misfit.
There you go.
The one with the blue hair.
Gadget. I was going to say, you would be Stormer.
What's her name? Stormer. I thought her name was Pizzazz.
Pizzazz had the chartreuse hair. Roxy had the white hair. Oh, and then Stormer was the blue hair. Yeah,
I do that chick.
Stormer actually kind of became like a good girl later because she started hanging out with Kimber from the Holograms, the one with the red hair on the keyboard.
She's a reformed rebel.
Rebel.
That's me.
So maybe Daria, maybe a Misfit.
I tried to do Daria one year for Halloween, and I literally was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. I got dressed up, ready to go out, and I was like, God damn it, I look just like myself. So I went and changed.
My favorite Halloween costume of yours, aside from Mrs. Roper, hands down, was Flo from Progressive.
Oh, my God, it was so good.
That was perfect.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That was good.
Joey, what is your cosplay next year, Comic-Con?
So many choices. I've really wanted to do Scarecrow, but I wanted to do like a good mixture, like create my own kind of Scarecrow rendition, which I had kind of started because I have the gas mask for it. And I'm trying to get the straight jacket for it. And then I want to try to get a scythe, but then I also want to do the needle fingers.
Great army surplus.
Yeah. From like Arkham Asylum.
Like an army surplus store?
Oh yeah.
No, great one. There's a couple of them.
Boys.
But if I want to go on the easy side, probably do Sinestro.
I don't know what that is.
DC Comics from Green Lantern?
Yeah. He's the Yellow Lantern. Yeah,
Yellow Lantern.
He has like the purplish skin, right?
Yeah, I'd have to paint my face and my hands and whatnot. But if I can find a way to make myself glow yellow, now we're talking.
You know what? I'm working on some pills for that. So.
Well, I've actually seen a cosplayer that dressed up as Green Lantern, and he had a light up suit.
That's awesome. Cool. Like that, it like emanated light to make.
Yeah, it kind of lit like up the green wherever there was like green. It lit up.
Nice, cool.
I like those choices. I am not ashamed to say I'm super lazy about this kind of stuff. So even though there's a lot of things that I would love to do and I have a year to do it, I would say I would either dress up as like original series, like Starship Captain from Star Trek. Mm. Not in the female uniform, like male uniform.
Red shirt?
They were gold. Yeah, gold was the bridge at the time. Yeah. And then, or I would do... Hunter S. Thompson circa Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Nice. And what about you, Sarah Bowie?
I said I was going to do Casey Jones from
that's right.
Yeah, but I'll be in a locker.
So you have a locker. Yeah, and
with sports paraphernalia.
Since cosplay...
I'm trapped in the closet when I open the locker. Like fucking left hand, right hand. Since audio, visual mediums.
I wouldn't mind
interactive.
Shredder's rad, right?
So do a whole thing.
Shredder be a good one. Or like the dude, the warthog.
Oh, God.
The bad guy is like a warthog who wears sunglasses.
Oh, my God. At WonderCon this year, there were amazing costumes. Like the but brain, there, the there was a guy who did Warthog and one other, and he had this. He had to pull the mask up from time to time, but it was spot on. Two of my favorite cosplays from WonderCon were both Jokers. One was Jack Nicholson Joker from the Batman movie, and he had a buddy with him.
Jack Napier.
Yeah, but he was as the Joker, and he had a buddy with him in like the silk members only jacket with a boombox playing the fucking Prince song. It was the wrong song. It wasn't from the correct scene, but still. And then the other was a couple. They were Joker and Harley, but they were cholos and cholas. That was so sick. Cool. And he had like a 40. Yeah. He brought like a 40 with him, but he had emptied it out and put like a green, you know, liquid in it or whatever. It was sick. It was awesome. In the parking lot just before.
Well, with Gabe as Casey Jones and Jen holding the mic how she is.
I could be April O'Neil. Yeah, I could totally do April.
I'll be Shredder.
I'll be Michelangelo.
Oh my god, let's do it. I just need a yellow jumpsuit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
White boots.
Camera crew. Microphone. Already have one.
I got apparently the coffee machine decided it's time for us to geech out.
I was feeling so comfortable.
Signing out. Are we good? Signing out from the Barracuda Lagoon.
Woo!
Thank you for joining. Oh, the last episode will be up very shortly. So by the time you hear this, the last one will have been up. I've been very busy.
I'll update the Facebook page.
What he said.
What she said.
Mega stuffed soybean.
Mega stuffed soybean.
Anyway, thanks for joining us yet again. And leave us comments on the Facebook page. We don't have a Twitter, but Facebook.
Yeah,
we'll get a Twitter. Caroline, you start the Twitter. There you go. You already got one. You know how to do it.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks, guys. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye.